Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Med Beis, on the 12th line, Ein Li Ela. Ein Li Ela Achos Ishtoi, Shakal HaWais Menayin. Now, any know about Achos Ishtoi, his wife's sister, what is those for other HaWais? Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina Kavachimah. Ma ariz ishtoi miyuchedes elva sheyesh la heter la'acha esur, how he esur l'isabim, shak la'avayas she'in la heter la'acha esurim, like Oshikin. Rizeira, quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, answered that ariz ishtoi is elva with a heter after her esur, means she's permitted after her sister dies, while other avayas which have no heter after their esur, or the more so yibim, is forbidden. Ma zu elva poiteris so asa, af shak la'avayas poiteris so asayin. Just like this elva exempts her tzoras, so other awais exempt their tzoras. Ad kadoinu k'rabi Akiva, k'rabi Shmuel. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, holds that the chayavei lavim are exempt from yibim or chalitza. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who obligates chayavei lavim to do chalitza, he must have another source. Tani Rabbi Shmuel kal v'chayme, ma achais ishtoi miyuchedes, Elva shechayim al zayna koreis vashigas achatas, ayihu asur al yisyabim, af kol elva shechayim al zayna koreis vashigas achatas, te asur al yisyabim. Rabbi Shmuel answered that we learn from a kal v'chayimah, achis ishtoi is an elva for which one is liable koreis and for mezid, means for mezid and chatas for shegig, and she's forbidden to do yibim. Also, arayis that have koreis for mezid and chatas for shegig, she's forbidden to do yibim. Man af mi bein ahayin, what's the difference between them? And man lekoin godol, man dame elva sheyesh la heter la ach yisur, zu hoyel ve'ein la heter la ach yisur, hari hi asur li esyabim. Man dame elva shechavim al zdoin akoris vashigas achatas, hari zu asur li esyabim, zu hoyel ve'ein chayavim al zdoin akoris vashigas achatas, te muteres li esyabim. And the answer is that they argue about a widow for koin godol. The one who says that elva with a heter after her issa, since a widow has no heter after her issa with this kohen gadol, she is forbidden to do yibim. The one who says elva for which one is liable kohes for mezid and chatas of shegeg, since she means a widow is not liable kohes for mezid and chatas of shegeg, she may do yibim. Vayvu banagri crispy b'shem Reb Shimon ben Nochish v'tia eshes ha'meisa chutzah le'izar. Zu ishashi zora loy, amal la teira loy tia loy leisha afilu mitzvah. Vaiva nagri gispi, quoting Reish Lakish, said, quoting the posuk in Dvarim Perek Chafei Posuk Hei, the wife of the dead man will not be to another stranger. And we learn here a woman who is fallen and forbidden to him may not be a wife for him, even for a mitzvah. Like if so, the Pasha means the Pasha excludes her, she shouldn't even need Chalitza. There's a mission later that says that she needs Chalitza. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that it says Yivim Toi twice at the beginning of Pasha's Chalitza, and one of them is extra, and that teaches that the Torah included Chayavim Lavim in the midst of Chalitza. Yivim Toi Yivim Toi Hater Ribsa Yivim. If the Torah included through Yevimto, should she do even Yim? Hani Rishmol, man mein Yevami, zu shemien Yevami, lo shemienai shamayim. Rishmol answered that mein Yevami means he does not want to do Yim, and not that Shemayim does not want it. Me'ata lo teisricha chalitza, so she shouldn't need chalitza. Avisucha lahain. The answer for this, we need Rabbi Yirmiyah's drasha of Yivimtoi Yivimtoi in the Pasha of Chalitza, the Torah included Chayavim Lavim for Chalitza.